Welcome to Shades of Spirit with me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole, making sacred connections, bringing a shade of spirit to you.
In this live call-in variety show, we are going to take the fear out of spirit communications. We talk about all things spirit related. As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, we will provide useful tips for developing your own psychic and healing abilities to integrate these techniques into your everyday life and have fun in the process.
Because if it ain't fun, we're done. Shades of Spirit starts now.
Hello, everybody. I am psychic medium Jamie.
Spirit walker Nicole.
We are Shades of Spirit. We are happy to be back this Monday morning at 8 a.m. Happy that you all are joining us as well. We took last Monday off. I know a lot of you were texting us like, oh my gosh, is everything okay? Where did you go?
No, it is not okay.
It was definitely okay. We took a cool trip to Sedona last week.
Safely. I feel like we did it as safely as possible.
Well, think of how many people are still kind of taking those road trips right now. I mean, Sedona really just, people there in their city, they definitely know how to be COVID friendly. I mean, they're mm-hmm. COVID safe. And you know, we try and do a couple of just little getaways. We did I forget what month we went, but we went up to Big Bear and it was just about staying within our own space. It's about exploring on our own. We take our own food. Like, you know, I am kind of that nutball to where I've got the Lysol and the hand sanitizer wipes. And when we get to a place, I'm wiping things down and spraying them down. And, you know, we have to learn how to kind of maneuver through this until this is over and do it safely. Cause we have family that we, you know, we don't want to get it. We don't want to give it to them, but it was a nice place to just escape and to reconnect on that just earth-based level. With everything going on this year, you know, we're ramping it up into 2021, but we've got to kind of just back off 2020 and be able to escape, which was fantastic. So we wanted to kind of clear out anything lingering in that 2020 marker or anything that might be lingering in 2020 that we're holding back from, you know, childhood or even adulthood, energy that's just kind of stuck in there, like in between all those little nooks and crannies that we just need to finish clearing out. And what better place to go and do that at?
You're either
really touched by what I'm saying, or you've got to sneeze. Yeah. Allergy season is also upon us, folks. But on our way back, we decided that we wanted to do a month-long show, and it's manifesting. How to shift our vibration from a place of trepidation, right? Anxiety and fear to inspiration. And inspiration is an interesting word. We really went back and forth with how we wanted to kind of work that in. But if we are not feeling inspired within ourselves first and our ideas and our creations and our dreams and our goals, then we are not going to raise our vibration high enough to get exactly what it is that we want to draw to us. So we are bringing in some inspiration this month. So it's going to be a 4-week series. You guys get it here first. We do a lot of manifesting workshops as is, but since we can't do it in person, this is one I have held off with this year. But this year is so important for us to really kick it in gear and get it going. So that's what we're doing this month. And it's also, this topic today is going to be shifting the resistance within, right, to the acceptance within ourselves. And that probably is the hardest part. And some of you are out there going, I'd like to start backwards and work my way, but that's not how that's going to work at all when we want to manifest. We're also going to discuss insight gained from a recent trip to the vortexes as well. So it's going to be super cool. You guys can definitely put in the notes on Facebook. It's a call-in show as well. We do have our cards always available. So if you are kind of feeling a little bit stuck or not quite sure if you're moving in the right direction, throw up the word and we will do a few readings today as well, seeing how that's what we do.
Yep. In the comment section.
In the comment section. Absolutely. So segment one.
Yes.
Like I didn't say, you know, anything else, but segment one. Actually, I wanted to say scene one.
Scene one.
And take shifting the perspective. This is the first thing I want you guys to do. So if you're listening to us live right now and you don't have time to, you know, take notes and get into it, you remember we're on Spotify, we're on iHeartRadio, we're on all sorts of different platforms for podcasts. You can go back and watch us and listen later. I want you to get your pencil and paper out because it's important for you to take notes for your own, just for your own energy to be able to shift it and be able to see it and to be able to visualize it. Shifting the perspective. So that's the first one you came up with when we were driving home. How did you do that this past weekend?
You know, it started with the drive there. Obviously, I didn't want to fly. I'm still not comfortable doing that. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just that's a personal preference. So I'm like, let's just get in the car and go. And it's about a 7-hour drive. And we started driving. And as soon as we kind of left our little home base area here, I'm like, it's so nice to see different just like road signs and different landscapes and things I haven't seen 100 times before. And just kind of focus on, because when we say change your perspective, like metaphorically, but like literally as well. And that's what we were doing. We're seeing new things. And I think it was really important.
I was kind of blown away by the learning something new. When we can shift out of that ego self, if we can allow ourselves to open up to the possibilities that somebody else might have an idea that might benefit us. But even if we didn't come up with that idea, we evolve it to be our own. If you think about most of what we do in life, it's based on learning from the day we were brought into this world, right? And it's about taking that and the evolution of it. But learning something new was definitely key for me on this trip. So we did work safely again, masks and everything, the entire time we worked with her, with a shaman who definitely taught us a lot about ourselves. And so that learning something new wasn't necessarily something new, like we love to learn about numerology and palm reading and all those type of things. And this was actually going within. And it did kind of, I'm not going to say, you and I got a little squirmy on some of the things that she was really putting out there for us and having us see it in a different perspective. And when you can do that, you realize actually that things are not as, I don't want to say bad, but not as bad as you thought they were, right? You know, I mean, going within and allowing yourself that peace to know that you've learned those lessons and to track them was just amazing. And how we went from a human existence to a spiritual experience in that. And we'll talk about that in the upcoming segment. And then I love to talk to new people.
Oh, yeah. Should we talk about the lady at the crystal store that had a... See, I enjoy talking to new people all the time just because you do learn new things, and it doesn't change your perspective, but you get a new perspective. And when you really listen to what they're saying, and we went into this one crystal store, we weren't going to stop there initially, but we just decided to, and we go in there, and there's not really anybody in there because they had just opened, and the owner's there and she's talking to us. And then she just goes off on a
politics rant,
a story. Yeah. And, you know, I don't know what side you guys fall on, Democrat, Republican, whatever, that's fine with us. But she just lost her mind, and it wasn't even really solicited. I think I said, oh, this is like a beautiful crystal. Do you know what else is beautiful? And then just went off. And I'm like, wow. But I loved every second of it because I didn't agree with anything she was saying, but no. I enjoyed her passion and her perspective and listening. And I just wonder how many people she does that to a day that just walk away going, what just happened? But I loved it.
That's how we touch people too, is sending out our perspective. Now, unsolicited or solicited, either way, it doesn't matter. But for you guys to take that in and know that people are coming to you, people are asking for your advice. Not all the time. Sometimes people just want to be heard. So we also have to, you know, put that part in, and that's coming up as well, is the listening aspect of it. But when we can meet new people, we move into their energy vibrations as well. So in that same shop, she was talking about some of the crystals that she had. And, you know, honestly, the prices were phenomenal and the energy that they had within them as well. And, you know, what was really cool is that, of course, Spirit Walker Nicole is drawn to angel crystal, what do you call them?
Oh, figurines.
Yeah. And there's this beautiful amethyst one. And we bought just a few things in there. And, you know, most places you'd find this, I don't know, 50, 60 bucks. It's a good size one. And she goes, well, you know what? She has a chip. She doesn't sit straight up. I'm going to go ahead and gift this to you, which was really cool because she knew it was going to go home with someone as well. And to take that energy and to hear her talk about, you know, it's funny because you kind of think of Sedona sometimes as like very woo-hoo-y and these shops. And this lady like came out with like, you know, everything under the book when it came to politics, and just for her to be able to voice a perspective as well. So when we have that laser focus goal and we're not able to listen to others and how they see and view things. That does put a wall up for us. And we can't have that wall going on, because then that doesn't allow us to actually hear the stuff we wanted to hear. So we filtered what worked for us in that situation, but we did take away some of the things that she was talking about energetically. And, you know, we did ask her about, you know, views on other shops and places to go to. And, you know, that was all what we needed to hear. But at the same time, it did stop and make us think, you know, it's not just all woohoo-y stuff for us. Okay. We are, we are individuals living in this world.
I giggled all the way to the truck though. I was cracking up. No, but I love that. I love that she was just, you know, like just said what she thought, and we weren't shutting it down or making her feel bad or weird or anything like that. And I think that's an important lesson. Like, I'll listen to anybody. I will listen to what anybody has to say. And I don't judge them over their political views or I mean, because that's so easy to do, because that's what everybody does on social media. If you don't say like what they think, then they shame you. Or,
well, I think that's a big part of it too. Yeah. Is that it's, you know, it's not just politics, it's how everything is being handled in the world, what's happening within your immediate family, shifting that perspective into what works for you and let everything else go, because that's the biggest part. Taking away from this first segment is being able to ship some of that stuff out, let me tell you, but shifting the perspective, finding a sense of change of scenery. If that means that go up to, you know, the mountains on a hiking trail where you're still social distancing. We're in an El Nino, we were just talking to Olivia, our producer, about today. So the weather is decent. Bundle everybody up and head out to the beach, right? Of course, now we're in a quarantine again. So it's about shifting that energy out and then looking at it from a different perspective. Learn something new. If we're all cooped up inside for another 3 weeks, so be it, but find ways to learn something new. Meet new people, even if it's through Zoom and different groups and organizations that call to you.
Listen to podcasts like Shades of Spirit.
I know. So coming up after our break, we're going to talk next about finding self-acceptance. And I think this is the biggest part for me out of this entire show, is finding the self-acceptance and going within. Also visit us on our website, shadesofspirit.com. We are offering, each of us, I'm offering an $88 one-hour reading special, as is Spirit Walker Nicole. So those are individual readings, or you can do both of us for $150 to get reconnected, to get with your guardian angels, your spirit team, advice, connecting you with your loved ones. That will go on through the end of 2020. We decided to extend that. You can book online. So we're going to take a quick break. And after we get back, we will help everyone find our self-acceptance. All right, you guys, we'll see you in a minute.
Transition, simultaneously the most difficult and vital part of the human experience. Without change, how would we grow? Tune in to Grounding Into Your Radiance with Stacey Barber every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Step into your truth and allow the light into your life. For more information about Stacey and her services, visit StaceyBarber.com. That's Stacey, S-T-A-C-I-E, Barber.com.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark. Joining Dr. Pat Basile in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. It's no secret that anxiety and overwhelm are on the rise. While the tendency is to suppress these feelings, anxiety is really a messenger that's telling you something is off, very off. You might be shooting yourself and living a life based on someone else's expectations. Maybe you have trouble saying no. Or maybe you're following the fearful voice in your head that demands you do more, be more in order to feel worthy. So see where you can make a few adjustments in what you're doing to get rid of the overwhelm and create more peace inside instead. To get more tips like this, tune into my Transformation Talk radio show called Coffee with the Universe. It's a live call-in show. I'd love to chat with you.
Welcome back, everybody. I am psychic medium Jamie.
Spirit walker Nicole.
We are talking today about manifesting, which, you know, who doesn't want to manifest right now and be able to let go of energy within this year, within, you know, our past, and be able to move into 2021 with an absolute fresh perspective. And the way that we're doing that is shifting our vibration from trepidation, your anxiety, your fears, into inspiration. How are we going to inspire ourselves? We learned a lot about ourselves over the weekend, last weekend, when we were, you know, in a safe trip to Sedona, just to reconnect with Earth, to be able to be outside, to be able to feel the energy. We have a lot of friends who have definitely told us, you know, hey, you've got to go there at some point in time. It's a great place to connect with that kind of spiritual side of you. And being able to find that self-acceptance. So the one thing we forgot to put in our notes is, where did we go first? That was really... We pulled in and we made like, do not pass, you know, go, whatever that is on Monopoly. But like, we made a beeline directly to
the stupa.
The stupa. And that really started off the whole like spiritual kick, I think, for me.
Yeah.
How'd you find it?
Remember Lori?
Oh, yeah.
From our a couple, was it a show or two ago? Uh-huh. She had texted me and said, hey, do not miss this. So I said, okay. And I had kind of, I maybe overplanned the trip a little bit, but we did our first day, we did have a little bit of room. So that's just where I put the destination in, when we left, and we just headed straight for there.
It was so peaceful though. I mean, it really looked like something that you would walk into in a different country and be able to connect. We actually walked around the stupa. And what it say, walk around three times,
yep, clockwise
with your prayers.
Mm-hmm.
And then we left an offering, which was really cool. And what's really cool is all the things that are inside the stupa.
Yeah.
So they had,
they call them sacred, you know, sacred objects.
Yeah.
And, you can look it up if you're interested in it, but it was a very spiritual place, no matter what, like sort of denomination you follow, or, you know, even if you're, and no matter what you are, you're going to feel that when you go there. There's a place to sit and meditate. There's just kind of, it's just, but again, it's something different. There's like little trails around there. So when you're done spending time there, you can kind of walk up the hill a little bit, and you have a medicine wheel, smaller scale, but it was really nice.
I like the meditating part, because when we meditate, we have a tendency to get off track with sounds or people walking or people talking. And the one thing we had was like, we'd shared an AirPod, right? So there was a little bit of music in the background, and just having that space. And yeah, there's people around, and, you know, people are walking past, heading up to the stupa, and then on the little trails. Is that when we got done, I said, that was probably the quietest meditation, even though there's people around. And I'm definitely one that either needs to put the headphones in or the noise canceling headphones. Like, the slightest sound will jar me out of a meditation. So I do have to, you know, be cognizant of that. And I was, because we were outside and there were other people, but it was so quiet, and it allowed me to really go inward and start processing stuff even before I was ready to start processing or even realizing it. Which then, when it took us to the next day, was when we were with the shaman and we did a medicine wheel. And I've heard about medicine wheels, and I kind of always associate them similar as a labyrinth. But we'll talk about the labyrinth at the end of the show. But with the medicine wheel, it's all about connecting at that level and allowing yourself to acknowledge from each step. Bless you.
Thank you.
Yep. Allergy season, folks. But allowing yourself to connect at each one of those spaces. Now, there are all sorts of different medicine wheels. There's all different ways that they do them, different amounts of stones in each one of them, placements, animals that are associated with each one, depending on, you know, what tribe you're with or what you want to follow. And I really liked hers. And it's because it took us through our kind of life cycle up until this point. And it really showed us that we were really on track.
This thing was big. Like it was, it took us 3 hours to go through this whole thing. It was large.
It was large, but it also, she stopped at each one and would ask us reflective questions. And one of the first questions, and we're actually going to be doing an exercise with our Release and Intentions workshop next Monday, the 14th at 6 p.m., of being able to rate ourselves. And we did this in our Sacred Circle last Saturday, is to rate where we feel we're at on a scale of 1 to 10 on certain aspects of our life. And I think the hardest one for both of us was to find where we wanted to rate ourselves with self-love. That was a big one for me. And how we have to go inward. And then she questions you. Why do you pick that number? Why did you pick that number? Why aren't you a 10? And it took us till probably, for me, 3/4 of the way through.
Yeah.
For you, almost the whole way.
Yeah.
for us to get to that point of understanding why we're all 10s and what we have worked through, what we've let go, how we've let the coyote as that trickster play within that human side of it in that first half. And how it kind of brought it into that spiritual aspect of it and allowing our ego, which is very key in holding us back, go.
But it's almost like a conditioned response though. You know, yep. Someone says, hey, rate yourself from 1 to 10. Very few people that I know, would say, oh, I'm a 10.
Jump up in 10. Yeah. Woo!
But, no. And that would be an amazing world if everybody could do that. But it's just like ever since we're like little, we're conditioned to be like, oh, you're not perfect. You're whatever it is. And then sometimes just your life in general beats you down and you're like, oh, I'm a this or I'm a that. Instead of like realizing, no, man, you came in here as a 10, you're going to leave here as a 10, but it's just like convincing yourself. But I thought it was just kind of strange what a conditioned response that number turned out to be and how hard it was for me to budge from that, no matter the insight she was offering, no matter the things that the questions she would pose and made me go back and answer it and think about it. And it's like, why am I not that? And it's not a conceited answer. You're not showing arrogance. You're not saying, oh, I'm the best thing ever. It's just about finding that 10 within yourself.
Yeah. And then she stops and she makes that eye contact and she really wouldn't let us move past a particular stepping stone, if you will, until we acknowledged it and said what was going on. And, you know, working together, this was a great thing because we both have probably said things that neither one of us have really talked about, to be able to hear about why we felt we weren't at that level. Now, if we're not functioning on that level 10, it's okay not to feel it every day, right? That's that first half of that medicine wheel, that human experience. But we have to take ourselves back up to that energy vibration because when we can function at a 10 and know that self-love is in there and offer ourselves the acceptance to know that we are not perfect, right? We are here to learn the lessons and to allow ourselves that space to work through them. But when we've worked through them, then allowing ourselves to let it go because it's still within that stone of that medicine wheel. It's still within our soul's journey. It's kept up in the Akashic records, right? But it's done and we're allowed to let it go and release it. And then when we started to move into that second half and talking about the different aspects of how it connects to our spiritual self, I loved it because we both got into like, I don't know, the second stone of the second half. And we were like, oh my gosh, we are on the right track. Like on that spiritual aspect of it. And it's because we had learned the things that we needed to up until this point. And of course, we're going to have more human experiences, but we're very equipped to handle them now and allowing ourselves to kind of move into things like the shadow work, right? So the medicine wheel really was a sense working through our shadow self and acknowledging that energy and bringing it up to the surface. You don't have to read 100 shadow work books to get to that place, right? It can be done in a very natural environment like that. And then being able to go in after the fact and feel the energy, the vortexes, once we could stand at the front of that and say, I'm a 10 right now in this space, in this time. And that was huge.
Well, it's about just making that connection from your past to your present, to your future, and just sort of seeing that from a completely different perspective. Because mm-hmm. she, the way she does it is makes you think and thinks about things that you hadn't thought about in years and kind of how they connect with how you feel about something now or going forward. And if you can be a 10 in 2020, you know, stand by because you're going to be amazing in 2021.
We absolutely are. You know, we're learning, we're growing. We're also learning that we're not going to put up with a bunch of crap either. You know, that this time on earth is very short. And we're seeing that very much in our face with this pandemic. This isn't the first pandemic that the world has seen either. And we have survived and come through. They are making strides on getting vaccinations out there, whatever your, you know, views are on that. It's going to pass. It is this too shall pass, right? So we had to go in and face the lessons that life threw at us. And then we had to realize that these are lessons that we set out on this journey. And if we wanted to backtrack and kind of clean some of that energy up, we could in order for us to find the self-acceptance to continue moving forward in that 10 spot. So we are going to come back. We want to talk about a vortex we went to, which was at the church, which was flipping amazing. Next Monday, the 14th, we still have spots open for the Release and Intentions workshop. That's at 6 p.m. You can message us for that. They're only $10. And, you know, I've been doing this workshop for quite a few years now and love doing it with you guys. So we will be right back so we can talk about the vortexes that we got to feel and be part of. So we'll see you after these messages.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
Hi, I'm Trish Laub from A Cup of Comfort, where we talk about care hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Here's your care hero tip of the day. As a child, I took dance lessons. I would twirl through the grocery store, leap from aisle to aisle, and dance anywhere I could. One day, while giving my parents their medications, I realized that dance was my medicine. And when I took my medicine, I was more patient and focused, and my emotional and spiritual tank was filled with more of everything I needed to be a better caregiver and daughter to my parents. I realized that self-care was not selfish, but rather self-love, and that it was essential to my ability to be resilient and to recharge and thrive instead of merely survive. So now, when I need to recharge, I turn up the volume and dance it off. What's your medicine? Tune into my show to learn more. See you the second and fourth Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at info@trishlaub.com.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? you, we created the Ecosystem Approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Good morning, everyone. Because it's morning. I always hate saying that because then if you're listening to our podcast at like 9 p.m., you're like, what is she talking about? That music threw me off because I felt like LaShawn should get us all up and moving in a jazzercise routine right now,
yeah.
Right? You know, it really pumped me up. And now the music turns off and I need more coffee. So I also tells you how much music can raise our vibration like we've been talking about in previous episodes. So we are talking today about manifesting, moving from trepidation into inspiration. So we've talked about setting yourself into a different perspective, being able to view things differently, getting yourself out of the house, being able to, if you can't get out of the house right now, it's about immersing yourself in things that interest you that you can do on the internet. And there's Zoom things for everything that we're doing nowadays. You can start finding like-minded individuals and gaining their sides of what, you know, what interests them. And you guys can all collaborate together and start to form that for you. It's about going within and finding the self-acceptance. Now, that's probably one of the hardest things for us to do is realize, yes, we are not perfect beings, but getting the ego out of the way and allowing ourselves to connect and see the path that's been laid out in the past, present, and future, which I love when we talk about the labyrinth in the next section. Right now, I was going to say segment and session. It just came out of section. Right now, we want to talk about one of the vortexes that really resonated with both of us to such a level that, I mean, I'm going to toot our own horn. Our magical powers were so cool able to just get everybody out of that church. Now, of course,
I don't think that had anything to do with us.
It totally does. We have these magical powers and we just power on and we cleared out the room. No, they would let a few people in at a time to be able to be inside this church. This church was amazing. We went to the church once we finished dinner on our way back to our hotel at night. And that was the first time we had the energy of that church.
It's a chapel of the Holy Cross. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they do services there.
I don't know if they do services anymore. Maybe once in a while.
I don't know.
I mean, they have everything set up in there for it. But I mean, it's very small. But you can't obviously go up the hill in the dark. So we sat at the bottom of the hill by the gate. And it was a full moon. I mean, we were like 2 days out from the full moon. And so I'll post the picture on Facebook because I never got to that. I did post it on Instagram, where on the hillside is this illuminated church. And I have the full moon in the same shot. I don't know if I've ever experienced energy to that level and that degree ever. Absolutely ever. And so with that being said, allowing ourselves to embrace that energy and embrace that vibration and take it in, it truly affected, honestly, like my heart space. Like I could feel my heart fluttering and I could feel that energy centering in that space for me. And acknowledging how long that's been there. And also acknowledging that for those of you that don't know, like 300 million years ago, Sedona was underwater. It was part of the ocean. So that's why you see those layers of sediment in those rocks and the different colors. So just knowing like how far that space has evolved. So then we were able to go up and tour it the next morning.
Yeah.
And that was cool.
The hike. Because instead of being smart and, you know, driving up the hill, we're like, let's park at the bottom and walk. And we had water. No, it was a pretty steep little climb.
So if you're going to go there, go early and park up in the lots. But yeah, if you are a hiker, go ahead and hike. But what was cool was that you did get to go in and just feel the energy of that space. So how did you feel in there? Because you're our angel connector. You're working with people's spirit guides. You're on that higher vibration anyway. So it's going to be completely different for you than it was for me.
Yeah. I didn't even know what was inside. I thought it was like, cause I knew that they had said that they had a gift shop. And so I thought, oh, it's probably just a gift shop, whatever. I thought it was more of just like, a tourist spot. And so I was sitting outside and watching people take pictures and stuff. And then I'm like, oh, I'll just go inside. And I go in and I'm like, oh, this is amazing. And, there's places, very Catholic, very, you know, places to light candles. And, I ended up, you know, just kind of wandering in and sitting on one of the benches, and they have like the, light. It was like the Gregorian chants mm-hmm. kind of playing very faintly. And it's just, it was really, really nice. The view, everything you could see was amazing.
And what was even, you know, more amazing too, is that that's built on soft sand. Mm-hmm. And they were like, that isn't going to stay. And it's been up since what, like 1948 or mm-hmm. don't quote me quite on the year, but it's right in that time frame. And it's still standing just as strong as it did the day that it was built. Now, what was really cool is that we closed our eyes and just, we sat in the back corner by ourselves and people would kind of go up and take pictures of the front and walk out. And all of a sudden in mid-meditation, the silence was so deafening that it was like, you kind of wanted to open one eye and look around like, what is happening? No one was in the church. You could hear people outside, but no one was coming in. And I think we did that for like 5 to 7 minutes of just pure quiet and the Gregorian chants and the connection. And it was extremely moving. And it helped me start doing that self-inventory, looking within, finding the checklists within, finding that spiritual connection within. And then all of a sudden, and I'll probably never forget this, you lose yourself in that moment. And a group of probably like a family of maybe 8 came up and went to the very front, and they were kneeling at the pews. And all of it, well, we didn't hear them, but all of a sudden you could hear, like, explain it.
They were like reciting. Yeah.
A couple different prayers. And it came in so naturally, and their voices so low in the acoustics in there, I thought it was part of the chanting. And then I realized that they were 2 separate things. And that energy took me to bone chilling vibrations. It raised me so high that I got out my journal and just started to write, and writing from some of the highest powers that be, because I was in that space and allowed myself to open up and do that self inventory and find out, you know, what within me do I need to hear? What is it that you want me to know for the next part of my journey? And going within on that level really does open us up. Now, not all of you are going to be able to get to Sedona and go meditate in this church where all of a sudden everybody's gone and then you come in. How do you do that here? So the first step is looking at our, you know, mirror images, our checklists, our spiritual connections. So you were talking about how small we really are.
Yeah, you go to Sedona and you go sit in a place like that, and there, it's huge. And, you know, you kind of stand even at the bottom of the red rocks and you're like, man, like I'm really, really small, like in the world when it comes to just everything. It kind of puts it, again, I'm all about changing perspectives, but it's just like a different perspective where you kind of see where you are on a scale. And then, you know, the effects that you have, how one person can make that change or shift. And yeah, so I enjoyed that. I think that was my favorite part of the trip. I could have sat in that chapel all day long and just done nothing except sit there and just listen.
Well, you were talking about the mirror images people were talking about when it rains and the puddles.
Yeah. So a lot of the people that we would talk to from 6 feet away and masked, they would say, oh, you need to come to Sedona when it's raining. And I'm like, okay, why? And they go, because you can take pictures of the red rocks and like the chapel and the vortexes. You can take pictures in the puddles and you can see the reflection. And I'm like, you can take pictures in the what? And they were just saying how awesome the pictures are. And I get what they were saying. But it's just like, it's because it's like a mirror image and it's cool to have a picture in a puddle or whatever. But I'm just like, that's weird. Like, it's right here. You can take an amazing picture here. And I know what they were trying to say, but it did make me think a lot about how people look elsewhere for beautiful things instead of just looking at the beautiful thing that's right in front of them. They want to see it from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm. And I like to do that. Actually, I learned that from my kids when, you know, in photography class, is taking that mirror image picture, because you do get a different perspective. You can see it upside down. You can turn it back around. You can look at it sideways. You can see it from a different angle. And that's what's also, you know, key about our self-inventory is looking at things from different angles. And then acknowledging our accomplishments and how we have left a mark or a footprint in the world, how our self-reflection does bring that into perspective, and connecting with our higher self. And I think that's what we both really ended up doing a lot over the weekend, was connecting with our higher self again. If you're not sure how to do that, it's as simple as closing your eyes, finding that quiet space within with music or guided meditation, or just sitting there, peace and quiet, or even taking a walk, and just ask your spirit team to come in and ask them to help connect you to your higher self. Our higher self is always with us. It is that higher being. It's that higher energy. So when we can sit and start to connect on that spiritual level with our higher self, then we can start getting downloaded with even more information from spirit on our life path and journey. But it's not going to come immediately. It might be that it's going to come in signs or symbols. So 3 days later, you're going to have an epiphany moment. But you've connected with your angels, your guides, any loved ones that are there for your highest and best, and your higher self.
And this, again, just like you said, you don't have to go to a mountaintop church in, you know, Sedona. It can be in your backyard or, you know, in your car before you go into work, whatever it is. You can make your own sacred space and to have that connection. It can be anywhere.
Yep. And then we were talking about checklists, and I kind of got this from a reading I did last week, and it was fantastic because this person was a checklist person, and so were some relatives in spirit, right? But we use tools to measure our success, right? There's a lot of us, and I know that I will use tools, whether that be a checklist, whether that be, you know, looking at how many readings I have in a month and healing sessions I have in a month. It can be, you know, how are my kids doing in school? Are they doing well in school? That's a reflection on me as a parent staying on top of it. So we'll do all sorts of different things in order to make sure we're measuring our success. But that's a good guide, but we're not allowing it to define us. I mean, we are, but we have to be able to move out of that. Just because we checked it off on the checklist, sometimes we still don't feel like we've accomplished all that we needed to accomplish with that. So we want to put our stuff down, look at them from that perspective, if that works for you, but step back and listen to your inner voice and connect with that higher self, trust your inner voice and see by your intuition, by your solar plexus, by that gut instinct, is it done? Is it finalized? Is it something we may revisit later on? Yes. But then again, maybe it is okay to let it go. So when we come back from our break, we are going to hit segment 4, Laws of Attraction, and how we can start putting that together and in motion. Eye of Soul is this coming Wednesday at 11 a.m. Make sure you tune in for that one because it's going to be a really cool show. I've titled it Help, I'm Drowning. You guys can guess where we're going with that one. Anyway, we'll see you right after this break.
Are you one of the many women in the world who've carried the burdens of work and family with the added circumstance of the pandemic? You are not alone. Join Mary Rose Campbell with 5 other powerful women on Saturday, December 5th, starting at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, for the International Conference on Resilience for Women, as they share what they've learned to create power for themselves under any circumstance. Get your tickets now at resilientwomensconference.com.
I have had such a good time on Tales from the Merworld Radio. It has been an opportunity for me to expand myself so dramatically and become much braver in my voice to speak about the things that I'm passionate about that are a little bit out there. Your staff is amazing. Olivia is amazing. Jessica, everybody. Anytime I need anything, they show up right away. So thank you for having such an amazing team that is allowing me this platform to do what Spirit wants me to do.
When was the last time you had that feeling that you knew something, but you couldn't explain how you knew it? How powerful would it be for your life and business if you could consciously tap into that magic within you? What if you could remember that there's something supernatural about you? Tune in to Absolute Alignment with Christelle Biga when success feels easy. Every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey everyone, it's me, Psychic Medium Jamie.
And me, Spirit Walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if spirit or an angel is around you or your home?
Ever since I was a child. And today we're going to go over a few signs and indications that they are near us.
What about hearing your name called but you can't quite find the source? Has that happened to you?
All the time. I see moving shadows or bursts of color out of the corner of my eyes.
I'll have objects that go missing and then turn up in the most random places.
Especially when you're trying to get out the front door. I'll have electrical devices that turn on and off for no reason.
I'll see repetitive number sequences such as 444, 1111, or 1234.
Join us each week, Monday mornings at 8 a.m. for our Shades of Spirit podcast on Transformation Talk Radio. You can also follow us and make appointments on shadesofspirit.com or give us a call at 858-684-7575 to book your appointment.
Hi, my name is Diane McClay. I'm comfortable being in front of people. How to make things work in a structured format made me feel a little nervous. Everybody I have worked with on the Transformation Talk team met me with enthusiasm. Their confidence in me spilled over to me and allowed me to just grab onto it and say, oh yeah, that's me and I can own it. Thank you for showing up for me. Thank you for allowing me to put my gifts into the world, and thank you for making me look good while I do it.
Hey everybody, psychic medium Jamie here. Just trying out a new way.
How you doing?
No.
That doesn't work?
That's
you guys
not,
don't like that?
That is not the right one.
All right. Well, I'll work on some new ones.
Hey, everybody.
How are you all doing?
No.
No? All right. Okay. Well, I failed on that one. It's all right. You know, you live and learn. I will shift my perspective to something different.
Shift it away from that. Whatever
that was.
You
don't want to do this with I Have Soul on Wednesday? Yeah. Hey, everybody. Welcome back.
You sounded like the bird.
I did. We have an African gray who, you know, that's exactly kind of hello. He likes to talk to us, but... We are here talking about manifesting, see, and laughing and raising your vibration shifts that energy and allows that energy to be attracted back to us, right? And I know we've all read the Law of Attraction books and, you know, we've heard people talk about it. It really does work. It really does. But we have to be focused and allow ourselves to just be in that space. And this is one that's going to hit every... You still laughing at hey, everybody?
I can't help it. We lost like 10 viewers over that.
Just on my, we actually did.
That is not the Law of Attraction.
No. But this is something that we're going to hit at the end of every episode this month, is to end on the Laws of Attraction. So why did we stay another night? This was pretty crazy because we were only going to stay 3 nights. Mm-hmm. And by the second night, I'm like, and we're staying in another one. And she's like, oh, okay. Well, there was one restaurant that we drive past and I was totally drawn to it. And it was just like a steak and grill type of place. And I just was like, I need to be there. I need to be in that place, but never put two and two together. And we ate at a couple different places, got food take back to our hotel. And it was just like, I have to be in this space. And I couldn't figure out why. And so we ended up staying an extra night and asking, you know, where can we go that we can have dinner? And they had given us this restaurant name, but it was funny because you said it was like she was talking to you in slow motion.
Yeah. And looking back on it, it's like she was, because she was giving recommendations and she had a little informational sheet and, but like she took the time to like hand it to us and then circle this particular place. And I'm like, you know, does spirit think I'm slow? Like, because it was just like a very slow process for her to, and that's the only restaurant she said, nothing else. She's just like, this is a really good one.
Yep.
And that's the one that you'd been wanting to go to anyway.
Yep. So we sit down and we're, you know, over in the corner and I like to eat early because, well, it's not as, you know, busy. It's the early bird special, as we call it. But what happens is that I ordered, now I like my red wine. Those of you that know me know that. Diet Coke, water. That's pretty much my cup of tea there. I ordered a Jack and Coke. Now, what the hell? I don't drink hard alcohol. And when I ordered it, she looked at me like I'd lost my mind, right? And she goes, what are you doing? And I said, I have no idea, but this sounds delicious. So I'm drinking it along and you look at me and you go, do you see anybody around, our waitress?
Yeah.
And I said, well, I don't usually tune in because that's really hard for me. If I'm tuned in, then spirit's coming to me. So I try and turn it off. And you're like, well, I feel like there's a female with her, maybe a mother figure with her. And I'm like, well, I feel a male energy, but we don't cross the boundaries of free will. Right. It's especially what we teach with our mediumship students. But as time went on, this energy would not leave Nicole alone.
So no, she like pulled up a seat and I was like, well, okay. Are you going to help with the check? Cause
yeah, exactly. Can we order you something? So we started the conversation of how long have you worked here? You know, are you into all this stuff? Have you ever seen a psychic? And she was like, no, but they come to me. And she explained that this place that this restaurant stands on used to be an old church. And that I could see kids running around. She goes, absolutely. And so she told us about a couple of her experiences and we told her what we do and was she open to a message? And she said, of course. So we got permission from her to do so. And it ended up being that Nicole was picking up on her grandmother, which was amazing because mm-hmm. that's not her specialty, but it's something she's working on, who actually raised her like a mother figure. And part of the night, I ordered a second Jack and Coke. So bizarre. And she finally looks at the waitress and says, we were talking about her dad. She goes, was your dad a drinker? And she goes, oh my God, he was an alcoholic. It's pretty much the way he passed. So her dad, Spirit, had arranged this whole entire meeting, laws of attraction, for us to go and speak to this waitress. She's actually the manager of the restaurant as well, to be able to give her a message. Nicole wrote out a message for her as well that she gave her when we left, but she needed to have that. So Spirit can orchestrate all sorts of things for us. Just like when we went through the labyrinth, where the labyrinth has no rules.
That's my favorite part.
That's our favorite part, right? And we learned a lot about the labyrinth when working with the shaman as well. And it was very profound because it took us through the past, right? So walking in was the past, to the present, where there's a bench in the middle of it to sit and meditate and to be able to absorb that. And as you left, it was taking you into the future. So for me in the labyrinth, I asked my spirit guides, angels, loved ones that worked with me in the past to come walk with me. And that meant past lives, spirit lives. And then when I sat on the bench, I asked my present guides to join us. And it got to be kind of loud behind me, let me tell you. And on the way out, I asked our future guides, my future guides, to walk with us as well and to bring all of that into perspective. Allow myself to be centered and grounded, to have the self-acceptance of what I could not change and the lessons that I learned in past lives, in this life, at the moment, and what was about to happen in the future. And it was very emotional for me to be able to bring all of those energies in and around and to feel that energy within and to connect in that space was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same thing. When I walked out, it was just like this new confidence, and it's funny because it's, you know, to some people, it's like, okay, you're walking in circles through a bunch of rocks, but it's more than that. And there's so many, there's so much more to life in every day when it just, what it appears is actually not what it is. Like there's more to it. And before we even got started, there was this family there and there was, I don't know, those kids probably ranged in age from like 8 to 15 and they were just running all over it and screaming and having a great time. And, you know, at first I was like, oh, great. But then I was like, you know what? And I just sat down and I just watched them and I just listened and they were having the best time. They were skipping over the things and running through it and getting exercise and just having a great time. And I'm like, that's nice to see, you know, just them having a good time and not being cooped up at home and all the stuff, just being able to go out there and run around and enjoy it.
So when you're in those moments, you also don't have to build a labyrinth either, but we have a lot of them throughout San Diego. And I'm sure you guys do wherever you're at. You'll find certain places have labyrinths where you just come across them. Know that there is no rules. Know that when you're walking in, it is about connecting with your past. And when you're in the middle, connect right in that present moment. And then as you're leaving, it's about moving into the future tense of that. But also know that when you're walking it, you can also be connected and asking for your intentions, as long as they're for your highest and best. We don't have to write them down. At any moment, we can start putting out that energy when you're feeling at your peak energetic level, which takes me to the card. So we've done, each of us have done a card, a universal card for everyone to go off of for this week to come into our next week of manifesting. The card I pulled was out of the Whispers of Love deck. And it says, the only thing that is real is love. Shift your focus back to love. And I absolutely love this card. It says, you may have been conditioned to dwell on problems. It is important to remember the true reality is love. Choose to take a deep breath and focus on what is true. Negativity will disappear when you affirm everything is okay and I choose love. So I want you guys to think about that. And I want you guys to hold on to that and to really work on getting that self-love number up to 10. Which card did you pull?
I pulled the word Lord, which is about communication and praise. And a little excerpt is, when you bless the world, it blesses you back. When you say affirming, supportive words, they carry an energy that returns to you in physical form. Remember that each one has power and will resonate into the universe, seeking its reflection in manifest form. So words have power. Talk, you know, the way you talk to others, the way you talk to yourself, that all matters. And you have control over that.
That's the biggest part, is that when you're manifesting, when we're shifting out of trepidation, anxiety, and fear, and we're working back on the inspiration level, it's about connecting with your self-love, self-acceptance. Where do you rate yourself with those? It's about aligning yourself so that the laws of attraction can work in our favor for our highest and best. And it's also doing that self-inventory this week. Going within, find out what works for you. Write the checklist out if you need to, but step back and really evaluate, is that the right space for you to be in at the moment? You can catch us on YouTube at Shades of Spirit.
Yes, subscribe.
We love that. And then you can book your readings and healing sessions with us on shadesofspirit.com. And of course, our Facebook page, Shades of Spirit LLC. And you can catch
certificates.
Yeah, we do. And you can catch any of these episodes on Transformation Talk Radio as well. So we will see you guys next week and have a wonderful week on manifesting.
Have a good week.
All right. Thanks, guys. You've been listening to Shades of Spirit with me, Jamie,
and me, Spirit Walker Nicole.
Tune in next time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides.
And for more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com. That's ShadesOfSpirit.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.